So it's been a very bizarre sequence of events that's happened in my life over the past 48 hours. Do you remember the wimpy pilgrimage I did on the show a year or so ago, where I, for some unknown reason, we've got four wimpy restaurants within a 3-mile radius of Southend and Leon C. And I thought it'd be a good idea to try and eat in one of them a day for an entire week. And it was great fun. Didn't really think anything more about it. Anyway, fast forward a load of time. It's Wimpy's 70th anniversary this week. So well done to Wimpy. You know, in this day and age, any business that's hanging in there for that amount of time is a great thing. A little bit of a British success story, even though they did start over in America. This lady got in touch, who's a reporter for the Daily Mirror, asked me about my wimpy pilgrimage, much to the horror of the kids who were looking at me when I was in a cafe on the phone speaking to her about what we did. And it ended up being in the Mirror over the weekend, like a double page spread about not only Wimpy's 70th anniversary, but the fact that I did this kind of weird thing on the show, kind of a smaller version of the McDonald's Super Size Me thing. And then, as another strange sequence of events happened, I ended up getting a phone call from the Jeremy Vine show on Radio 2 this morning, asking if I'd come on the show. Again, this is where the cheating comes from, because I have been cheating on Absolute Radio today. They wanted me to go on the show live from a Wimpy in Leon C and talk about not only the Wimpy pilgrimage, but talk them through the menu and all that kind of stuff. So if you were knocking around about 1:30 today, I was on a different radio station, on a different show, and I was cheating.
Isn't it wonderful, though, that these journalists calling you, tabloid newspapers, current affairs radio shows, journalists are calling you not for any kind of skullduggery that you've been up to, just because you've been going to a lot of Wimpy's?
Do you know the funny thing was as well? I mean, Jeremy's a lovely chap, yeah? And he said at the end, oh, well, I see you guys at the ARIA, the Radio Awards, this evening. Just as I'm sat in a Wimpy with a cheeseburger on my own, I was like, no, we didn't get nominated. And suddenly it all came crashing down for me. But do you know what, though? The revelation that I thought we could use for tonight's show that's come out of this slightly incongruous combination of events is this. The reason I love Wimpy so much is that it reminds me of my birthday celebrations when I was a kid, because we would always do the same thing. It would always be a burger with friends at your local Wimpy, maybe even do the thing we had, the boats. You remember, like, the plastic boat thing that everyone set around it? And then you would go to the cinema to go and watch something like Labyrinth or Ghostbusters or whatever. And I thought, given that I've had such an unusual 24 hours, 48 hours, if people can have a little think about what they always used to do on their birthday back in the day, get in touch with the show and tell us about it. Richard, you always used to do the same thing?
Yes, I've got a spring summer birthday, so it meant that it could always be an outdoor party. So that meant it was always at home. My parents would host a birthday party at home, and my dad would get out his lawn darts. How 80s is that? And we'd play lawn darts in the back garden with my mates.
I love that. I haven't heard about lawn darts for ages. So that's great. Have a little trip down memory lane. Have a think about it. Gav says, if you had a party in Mackey's when he was a kid, the grand finale was a tour of the kitchen with two of your friends. This is the 80s equivalent of fast food equivalent of getting to sit in the front with where the pilots are if you fly into Alicante back in 85. This, getting a trip around the McDonald's kitchen. James Merry, a.k.a. the dad from Waffle Dog, the iconic CBeebies programme, has got in touch with the show. He always used to go to Drayton Manor with a maximum of three friends only. Get in touch now. It's 8, 12, 15.
You might have caught up with Tim's listening party over the weekend. Coming up this Sunday night, Tim Burgess joined by Keane, talking through their Hopes and Fears album. You can listen from 10 o'clock Sunday night and catch up on past episodes of the show. You've got the likes of U2 and the Bangles in the free Absolute Radio app.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Jamie, the trainee train driver, who sounds like he's got his own kids' TV show, has been in touch. He says, for him, when he was a kid, AstroTurf for 45 minutes worth of four-a-side football, not allowed to invite more than eight. Look, that's one thing, the recurrent theme this evening, a maximum like cap on how many friends were allowed by parents. And then home for pickled onion and pineapple on cocktail stick, mixing bowls of prawn cocktail crisps and Key Market's own brand Orangeade. What about that?
Chris had a wacky warehouse party, which he's describing as carnage. Always jealous of the kids that had the wacky warehouse party. And then as you grow up, you realise actually what was going on there was the parents were basically enjoying the fact that Wacky Warehouse are hosting it for them. So that's what's going on there. And then Mark Simpler times. Just a bag of plastic soldiers. That's all he had.
10 weeks of tickets.
Followed by Matthew
Bush and Richie here, coming at
all
you
of us have the
from
same routine.
God bless
home
Wave
time.
Machine.
It's where
the
real
Wave
music
Machine's
and we
got.
Want to send you to the biggest
the
gigs of the
age.
Summer.
Is the Swindon Oasis still going?
You tell that all the time
when I was a kid.
This week, we're giving you the chance to win your way to see the mighty Foo Fighters. The Foos will be heading to Manchester on the 13th of June on their Everything or Nothing at All tour with support from the brilliant Wet Leg.
To win a pair of tickets to this gig, you just have to take part in a game we devised that is called Name That Dave, in honour of their legendary frontman Dave Grohl. I'm sure you don't need the rules explaining, but I will anyway. All you need to do is tell us which famous Dave is speaking in this clip.
I think I was quite happy to buy into the idea of reinvention up until the beginning of the 80s, really. It came about, I think, more than anything else, that when I was a teenager, I had it in my mind that I would be a creator of musicals. I sincerely wanted to write musicals. And I was not a natural performer. I didn't feel at ease on stage.
A tricky one. Think you can name that, Dave? Text us now, 81215. Simply put your answer in the text. You must be 18 or over. Text costs your standard message rate. And you've got 10 minutes to enter. Good luck.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Back after the bank holiday with a bump in the sunshine over the weekend, now broadcasting from our back bedrooms because of a rail strike. It's Home Time with Bush and Richie.
Special weekend, though, that was. Certainly in our household. I took my six-year-old Rocco to his first Premier League game over the weekend at 12:30, Arsenal versus Bournemouth, which thankfully we won 3-0 as an Arsenal fan. I've got to be truthful. As much as it's a special occasion taking him to his first big game like that, I'm sure if the result hadn't gone the right way, I wouldn't have enjoyed it quite as much. But I must be honest, there was one thing about the day that slightly took the shine off it, and that's the fact that the number 5 that he's got on the back of his Arsenal shirt has started to peel away in the wash. You know when you get the name attached on, you can get a number put on as well, and there's certain washing instructions that you've got to do with those football shirts. I'm not sure they've always been followed. The numbers started to peel off, and it just looked a little bit tatty when the numbers falling off like that.
Yeah.
Well, I fixed it today. I've used some Loctite super glue to reattach the number 5 that has been peeling off. I'm not sure it's necessarily what the people at Loctite thought they would be using their super glue for. Is there a particularly budget fix that you've got that's just clinging on at the moment?
Well, I think there's a certain thing that happens when you're a dad and you get to a certain age. Loctite and super glue is supposed to be used for very specific like uses, but I think you end up, I'm the same. I use super glue for pretty much anything around the house. I'll just use super glue on it, which is ridiculous. But we've got obviously a shed in our back garden, and I didn't want people to be able to see into the shed, because not that I've got anything of any worth in there. Well, I've got my petrol lawnmower in there, so I thought I need to kind of block out the view of the shed, but I tried to put cardboard up against it, didn't work. Thought about trying to put some wood up there. It's beyond my abilities. So what I did is I had some priming black spray that I used to prime little miniatures for board games before I paint them. I'm that much of a dweeb. And what I've done is I've sprayed the inside of the windows black, jet black, with this spray can. And it looks terrible. It looks like there's some illicit photography going on in there. It really, really does. I wish I'd have just used cardboard. And it's all going kind of grainy and cracking now in the heat. It's an absolute bodge job.
Let us know about yours, please. Those budget fix that are just about holding something together. You can find us on the socials at Absolute Radio. The super glue that's keeping the number on the back of Rocco's football shirt. Pablo says waterproof sealant is currently holding the boot release button onto my car.
That sounds quite scary and quite dangerous, that, doesn't it?
I'd have thought so.
Daff Anderson has been on to say that he's got Loctite on the back of his trousers. He's fixed his pocket back on the back of his cargo trousers with Loctite. I think we're seeing new levels of usage of superglue in scenarios where superglue wasn't intended for.
And actual instructions on how you would reattach numbers to football shirts have come in from Hayden the Womble, who is actually the club mascot of AFC Wimbledon, who says you could have just placed a thin tea towel and then iron on a warm setting for it to reattach properly. Who'd have thought that a club mascot would be providing us with such knowledge?
How's a Womble got a mobile phone contract?
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
During the last song, you wouldn't have heard this, but I did. Bush, your doorbell went. You have a fantastic doorbell sound.
No one's ever complimented me on that before. It's very nice of you to say. Why do you like it so much?
I think it's because I love my transport, and I would say your doorbell sounds like a last call for a gate to go on holiday rather than a doorbell.
Yeah. It does. You know, that is exactly right. You know, like, we get these modern doorbells now and you get like 50 different sounds. And some of them, you go through some of them and think, who's having that as their doorbell sound? Like, she'll be coming round the mountain when she comes, all this kind of stuff. We've gone for what I would describe as a Heidi High xylophone. Boom, 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 boom.
That's it.
It's like that. Or if you're at Everton watching a game of Goodison Park, the little bell noise before they go on about Operation Goodison, the little safety drill. Bush and Richie here with Home Time on a Tuesday night, and this week on the show we're giving you the chance to win whatever your group chat needs help with, all thanks to our friends at Tesco Mobile. Tesco Mobile understand that it pays to be connected with 99% UK coverage, no EU roaming fees this year, plus you can freeze the price of your contract with club card prices, and they're going to be helping you with your group chat problems.
So, perhaps the Nets Go footy team chat has been buzzing non-stop because your five-a-side team needs new kit. Or the Hoover is broken again and your no landlords allowed house share chat is full of complaints. Get in touch with us on the line, hoping for some solutions to their group chat problems this evening, is Olivia. Tell us what your problem is, Olivia.
Hello. Well, I live in a shared house and my little puppy Molly has chewed the settee. So, I really need to replace it. Not the dog, the city.
Tell us a little bit about Molly then. What kind of dog is she and what's her personality like and what happened in terms of the chewing? Did you leave the room for a bit and you came back and it was destroyed? What happened?
She's a mongrel. She's crazy. She's just chewing everything at the moment. So, yeah, I'm going to have to get a muzzle for her, I think. But, no, I've got her some chew toys now, so hopefully that won't happen again.
Hopefully the chew toys will be more appealing than the sofa. Is the sofa beyond repair? Are we talking brand new sofa here, or are we talking a little bit of patchwork?
Quite a lot of patchwork, and the wooden bits at the bottom are all chewed as well, so...
Wow. Well, listen, it sounds like you've got a right old scenario going on there in your group chat. Our friends at Tesco Mobile are here to help, and they've gifted you and your group chat a load of money to get your sofa sorted out one way or the other. What about that? How does that feel, Olivia? Is that going to sort the situation out?
That's absolutely great. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Head to absoluteradio.co.uk for your chance to win. Simply tell us something that your group has a problem with, and we could lend a helping hand. It's with Tesco Mobile. It pays to be connected, and every little helps.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Next week is Mental Health Awareness Week. Across the week, we'll be encouraging you to have conversations with your family about mental health. And next Monday, we will be launching here on Home Time, Absolute Radio Calm, a radio station with no news, no adverts, no sports, just calming soundscapes that we've been putting together with your help here on Home Time.
And we're still very keen to hear your sounds. If there's a soothing sound you would like to make part of Absolute Radio Calm, just drop us an email, hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. But we want to delve into ASMR. You hear that phrase come up a hell of a lot when you're talking about stuff like this. So let's get the inside track on it with an ASMR expert, Dr. Julia Purio. Welcome to Home Time. Could you please start by defining ASMR for us lot?
Yeah, of course. So ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which is a term that doesn't really mean too much, but it was coined in around 2010 to describe a specific kind of feeling that some people have had since they were very small children. So The feeling itself is a kind of a tingling, relaxing sensation that starts at the crown of the head and can spread throughout the rest of the body. And it's elicited for some people by things like whispering, soft speaking, somebody playing with your hair, gentle touch, seeing somebody do something very delicate like folding a towel.
So what we're trying to do with Absolute Radio Calm is offer our listeners a bit of a break from the unyielding stresses and horrors of being aware of modern life, because it's quite a grim time to be alive and everything at the moment. A lot of people are stressed out one way or the other. Are we overstimulated in society at the moment in terms of you can get the news on your phone, people will look at their phones going to bed, they can get work emails later now, that kind of gap between downtime and work time seems to have been blurred a little bit. Are we an overstimulated planet?
I would say it depends on who you are. I mean, some people are more easily overstimulated than others. And actually people with ASMR are among those people who are likely to be maybe highly sensitive or susceptible to being easily overwhelmed by their sensory environment, let's say. So definitely the modern world for some people might be more offensive and something that they need to unplug from. Whereas for other people, they might really enjoy it, might give them energy. So I do think it's really different. I'm certainly somebody that feels overstimulated by things, but I do think everybody's different, so it's hard to sort of say, you know, our society is overstimulating for everybody, but certainly for some people, yeah.
A dangerous, some might say brave question: what do you actually think of our idea of Absolute Radio Calm? Because we're quite proud of it, and an expert, a learned doctor, I wonder what the science world thinks.
If Dr. Julia doesn't like it, it's quite a bad kibosh on it, just
fact,
a few days before it launches.
Don't feel you have to answer.
No, I mean, I think it's definitely something that I'd tap into if it was kind of, you know, it's quite nice. Sometimes I think there's an element of, like, you know, hearing words all the time, like you automatically will process your, like, language. So the idea of having something other than the radio, which is people speaking on, as a way to kind of disconnect but to connect to something else seems really great. So and if it's got ASMR in, I'm all for it.
And Dr. Julia, if you were to suggest the sound, I mean, this radio station has been built upon soothing sound suggestions from our listeners. What sound helps you relax, would you say?
Oh, so I actually listen, this is quite depressing. I listen to brown noise for about 8 hours a day to help me concentrate.
So this is so weird, because our producer played us some brown noise and we were like, you're making this up. There's no such thing as brown noise.
No, it really is. And I have an app on my phone that I put on my noise cancelling headphones and I listen to brown noise, because it gets me into a zone where I can work and it cuts out kind of distraction.
Wow.
It's not the most, I wouldn't say it's relaxing.
What a terrible name though, Dr. Julia. Can they have called you something? That sounds like a jazz outfit.
Yeah, brown noise. Well, I don't like pink noise and white noise, but yeah, I think it's different. I think rustling, some kinds of rustling sounds I like crinkling sounds, I find very relaxing, but they can't be too irritating. There's often a fine line between things that are relaxing versus annoying. So I think it's quite personal and individual, isn't it?
Well, an interesting revelation at the end there. We'll have a think about whether we need to apologise to our producer. But
yeah, I feel like one's incoming. Dr. Julia Poerro, thank you so much and great to speak to you.
Oh, you're welcome. I look forward to hearing all your sounds soon. The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.